What's up, After Buzzers? We're back here in the studio and we're talking all about this Ultimate Ultimatum, which is the name of tonight's episode. Let's talk about it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Hey. We are back in the studio, and we are here to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Such a great episode tonight. We all have to agree on that. I'm your host, Thomas Rilina, and I'm joined with my lovely panel, Jennifer Leone.
Hi. I'm Jennifer Leone. Usually we just talk about ourselves.
Amanda Terry here.
Cynthia Nicole.
So we are here tonight. We're back. And what did we think about tonight's episode? It was so good. I don't think anybody complained at all.
No, we didn't complain. I loved it. It was the perfect amount of drama with everything that we were expecting, and I think everyone's personalities came out.
Literally everyone.
All of theirs.
I couldn't wait to get in here and talk about it. That's all I have to say.
That's the truth.
All I have to say is that's friendships right there. That's what I saw live on this episode.
It was such a roller coaster. Like, yes. Just when we thought we were over the big, like, drop,
right.
We had another baby drop at the end of the episode. But we're here to break it all down for you. Tonight's episode started with Rinna and with Erica. The two of them seem to be getting along really well this season, and they're working out. We'll see some tweets later on about, you know, why we see these random scenes. But anything we want to say about the two ladies, their workout, their vibe?
They're so good together. Yeah. I think they're perfect together.
I love how they always bring up their Botox. It's cute.
Right.
Because, like, I wondered sometimes, like, if that affects it. Like, I don't know. Like, you never know.
I wouldn't want to do anything that stressful on my face if I had Botox.
Yeah, right.
Me neither. I would not. I got Botox 3 months ago.
Really?
How's it looking?
It looks good.
How did you like it?
Really? Because it's really bad. I'm not going to lie. It hurt really bad, but I'm super sensitive. I'm just like a sensitive person in general. Uh-huh. And it hurt very bad, but it was so worth it. It only hurt for like a day or so, but it was completely worth it because my forehead doesn't have wrinkles. So.
And for for our listeners and for people out there that want to get it, like, how painful is it?
I think it just depends on your own pain tolerance, but it's painful. I don't care what anybody says.
Ouch.
It's painful.
Yeah. Mm.
I have to know, what? How much does it cost?
I guess it depends on the person.
I'm not going to lie, but I got mine for free, so.
Free Botox, yes.
That's how influencers work, I don't know.
Well, it's a big topic, because in Beverly Hills, this is like what people do. So this is very common.
I'm just kidding.
No. Use promo code.
Use my discount code.
Oh my gosh, I wish. I would totally use all your promo codes.
We'll talk after, kids. Yes.
But they pretty much, you know, they've got off to a rocky start when they both joined the season, but we haven't really seen them fight in a while. They seem to be getting, you know, along really well.
Yeah, they're definitely getting along.
Lisa Vanderpump is over there shopping. We're still talking about this $300,000 remodel with her kitchen. And we basically just follow her journey fixing this kitchen. I mean, there's not really much we're learning from her because she's not filming with anybody.
Right.
So it's really hard to kind of have some things going on.
We're now talking about granite.
Yeah. I'm trying to make this very entertaining looking at different granite.
Oh my gosh.
But that's like what's going on. But one interesting thing that they did bring up is the fact that they're about to talk to PK and with Dorit. So she says that, you know, PK had reached out and wanted to talk. We kind of learned that PK wants to make it right between the two of them. So what is it about them? What is this relationship that PK wants to hold on to?
Jen, take the lead.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because
right you made such a good point. And then at the end, look at like your point.
Yeah. There's a lot of points. I'm just trying to think.
But in regards to the PK and Lisa thing.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely something there money-wise.
Like a secret deal?
I guess something. I wouldn't say something like that. I don't know.
Some sort of business?
I would say something business-wise.
Like they're invested in something together?
Or someone owes someone money or they know something. Or PK's really broke and knows that they can lend him money later. Or they've lent money in the past. Something along those lines. I just think that there's something there with money.
Because there has to be.
Because Lisa is the richest housewife out of the entire franchise.
Mm-hmm.
the entire franchise. Well,
Is it because she built her own million?
Is it because she built her own businesses to become that, or just doing the show itself?
I think that it's all of her restaurants, her franchises, mm-hmm. and then obviously with the show. But I mean, who knows?
Right. I mean, they had money before, right. but I don't know. This whole PK and Dorit thing has always thrown me off. I agree. Like, who are they? Where did they come from? They haven't been friends forever, no matter what they say. Something's money-wise, some kind of deal.
It's kind of weird.
Maybe she was like, come on my show and back me up, and then I'll give you a certain percentage of what I make. I mean, anything weird like that. There's
like a behind-the-scenes deal.
What do you think, there has to be.
Thomas?
I think that you're onto something there. There definitely has to be this underlying, like, you know, maybe it all happened in London. I don't know, because like what Camille says is that she hasn't heard of them in like since like 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah, nobody has.
So the fact that they kind of came out of nowhere and are her like strong long life friends.
Where's Dorit from? Like what do we know about Dorit?
She's from Connecticut.
She's from Connecticut. Yeah,
she's like Middle Eastern.
Oh yeah, something like that.
Kind of like a Middle Eastern
her
twist.
Her parents used to come out in back in the seasons, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, we're basically, you know, getting ready for this big meetup that we've all kind of been waiting for, which is probably the biggest part of the season where Lisa has that scene, but we'll get right into that. We head over to Malibu where we see Denise. It was kind of nice. They kind of balanced out who we saw tonight. We got to see a little bit of everybody, which was nice. Not too much of Erica, really, again, which kind of bothers me, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I'll get over it.
Money.
So they meet up in Malibu. We see Camille. Camille has really stepped up and has become this main fixture in the cast. I'm surprised she's not even holding a diamond at this point, because she is in almost everything, mm-hmm. and she's sticking her nose in almost everything.
She's going to get a cubic zirconia.
Oh my God. Yes. So we see the two ladies get together, and we see this side of Camille that we talked about last week, which is a lot of personality, a lot to say, not holding back. I'm sure they trimmed down half of the things that Camille was saying.
Well, I called it two-faced Camille. I, like, literally. Like,
take it away.
It was just ridiculous. She was just sitting there blabbing, and then Denise is just so sweet, and she's, like, the new girl. I mean, that's such a horrible place to be put in, because I wouldn't want, like, Camille going around acting all, you know, friends with everybody and knowing what she said about people, mm-hmm. you know, but then Denise doesn't want to bring all, to be in Denise's position,
Denise
I would not.
Denise needs to be really calculated, because that's going to backfire if she goes and talks
because
to the
Because they're
going to
say that she knew.
But I personally feel like Dorit and Camille, they are just not likable. They have to be very calculated on this show, because any wrong thing that they do, I can feel that they're going to get attacked. I can already
they
see
should,
it.
They should just be best friends. They should just buddy up together and like
they hate each other.
And they don't
because they're exactly the same.
Yes. They mirror each other.
They're exactly the same. Like,
So Denise really needs to be calculated and be very careful if she goes and tells this lady all this information in camping or wherever, because it's going to backfire.
Do we think that it would make of a more interesting show if Denise really does come clean? Because she's going to look like she's playing two sides of the fence, because she's listening to all this stuff. And if she doesn't tell the other women, she's going to kind of look a little fake.
I think that the women need to understand, like, if they were put in that position, how would they feel? Like, what would you guys do?
I mean, if I was on a reality show, honestly, I would let the other women know.
In front of
on a reality show.
I would do it in front of.
I would just, like, hash it all out altogether.
No, but in the situation, it's just them two. But if I had, like, seen the other women, I would have basically just told them, like, what she said. I don't think it's gossiping, because I think if the other person...
No, I think it's gossiping. I think it's dumping your problems onto another human being.
No,
and
it's not
my
problem.
For me, I wouldn't like that, because I don't want to be...
It's not my problem.
It's a you problem, not a you problem.
Like, she literally was talking about all the ladies. That's,
she
what
was
is
going...
That?
It's like, okay, she and then listened. Even Denise was like, she's going to talk about Nina. It's like, yeah.
That's
but
calculated.
Again, if I was on a reality show, I would basically just say to the other people, like, look, this is what she's saying about you, because you're keeping it real. And it's like, if you don't want your stuff to get out, don't tell me. But I'm talking about me being on a reality show.
Then what are we going to talk about, Thomas?
Okay.
What are we
going to
talk about?
You guys, nobody tell Thomas anything. Anyway. what was I going to say? Oh, what were you saying? Like, oh, you think Camille had a bit too many?
maybe I was looking at, she had a lemon drop, the last drink, and it was in a
martini. And she ordered a martini.
Yeah, so I think there might have been more drinks.
Continuity mask. Oh, wait, that's reality.
Well, they were there for a while because she had time to talk about each and every one in detail, it looked like. So
in detail.
I would just say that she definitely needs to be careful. And maybe Camille did that on purpose so that she is more involved and involved more with the talks.
Or what if she was testing her? What if she's, like, testing the waters, like, with Denise? Like, is Denise going to go tell him? Like,
Denise has to. Because
she needs to. She has to. She's the new girl and she's got to say something, like, but in a, like, a nice kind of...
Just so you know how you were saying it, it would totally backfire if you did it all in a group. People would say, well, why didn't you sit and pull me aside and tell me personally? You had to tell me in front of everyone. There's always going to be something.
Right.
There's always going to be something. So what?
Girlfriends, this is reality of what we go through, ladies.
It's
sorry.
I literally got in fights, like, short little story. I lost, like, all of my very good friends from childhood because I was inviting them to a birthday party that they thought that they already weren't invited to. And I said, no, I'm inviting you. It's next week. And they said, no, we're not invited because you're sitting there talking to her now. They were upset that they weren't a part of the planning. And I didn't know that until, like, 5 years later. Oh, wow. Like, it was like, it's like, well, I'm better friends with her.
You know what? Those girls are just so, they're too emotional.
I have a quote. Yes, I would like to read this quote, ladies, okay? Friendship isn't about who you've known the longest. It's about who walked into your life, said, I'm here for you, and proved it. What do you guys think about this quote?
I agree. I don't think it's about the time.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it was a good quote.
Because I actually had a friend.
It was an amazing quote.
Thank you. I had a friend for almost 15 years. She backstabbed me. And then I had another friend for 1 month and was still my friend till this day. So that quote, really, it doesn't matter. Like, how long?
So true.
Yeah, because true colors will always come out, regardless if you're friend for a week, a month, 50 years. It comes out.
I mean, if we're going to be here all night talking about my fallouts, then we're going to have to pull this as an extended program.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. No, but I think that you have, like, a point there. Right. I think it's important for women to just support each other. But for this case, I really find it interesting that Camille is choosing to portray herself. I mean, we're going back to season one again.
I don't.
Do you think it's because she wants
it? Well, I think she wants. Yeah. She wants the dang diamond. She wants a dance.
Sure. And I also think that it's smart of the producers to put the two Malibu girls together. And it's like, oh, you guys are in town. Just, like, get together for lunch
Make
and
it
see
really
what you talk about. Yeah, just see what you guys talk about. And then Camille's like, ooh, I have my chance with the new housewife. I can just come in and, you know, I just think it's easy for her to come in her heels.
Well, if Denise doesn't step up and, you know, vocalize what's happening behind the scenes, then they're going to switch places. And Camille is going to be part of the season next season. And Denise might not.
You think so?
Have you guys noticed a relationship between Denise and Teddy yet? Because I haven't seen a friendship with them yet.
No, not really. I don't really think that Teddy cares. I think Teddy's just, I mean.
I think Teddy's, like, going through enough right now. She's not trying to, like, make another
Lisa,
friend and
Kyle.
Get backstabbed. Yeah, she's not. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, pretty much we're learning from Lisa Vanderpump that if Dorit doesn't believe a word she says, then there is no friendship. She says this to Ken before we get to the restaurant. What do we think about this? This is really the ultimate ultimatum. You know, Lisa, at this point, I think what she's looking like on camera is, if you don't believe me, we're done. And
I think, you know what?
She didn't.
I have to say something.
Say it, girl.
In regards to what she's going through, when things like that happen in your life, you don't want to deal with the BS.
Yeah.
Okay, I can say from, like, losing someone, you know what I mean? Like, it really puts, like, a perspective on your life of, like, really what's important and what's not. Mm-hmm. And I think that Lisa, that might be, like, to the fullest extent. I mean, it's, like, a deep-rooted issue. I think maybe that's where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. I mean, it makes sense to me because, I mean, I've been in her shoes. So, mm-hmm. I mean...
Well, it'll all play out as we go on with this after show. Pretty much at this point, we're learning that Beverly Beach has an office. This is huge. This is a big deal. I mean, Dorit came on the show with, like, nothing really going on personal-wise. And to see her have her own office and stuff like that. Do you want to talk about the office?
I think it could have been decorated cuter.
You think so?
I didn't really like it.
Too much.
I think it's fake and a pop-up, but anyway.
a pop-up.
You can get tickets online. I'm just here till the end of May.
Well, I think it's cool that she has her line and it is growing.
Is it?
Well, growing. My friend
actually did the makeup for her beach line.
Yeah.
Shout out Ariana.
When was it?
I want to say it was last year. Mm-hmm. The end of last year.
Yeah, I don't think she's come out with anything since. That's what I'm wondering.
Sorry, girlfriend. Last year?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't seen any of that on Instagram. Nothing on, like, you know, like...
They don't promote it or anything.
Influencers, I haven't seen it.
I don't follow it, so...
I'm just going to say I'm proud of her for continuing on and building her brand. Tom. PK comes in and basically says that he had apologized to Kyle about the night before on previous episode, and that... Do we think that he should have called Kyle? I mean, they kind of brushed it under the rug. Anybody? Thoughts? Should PK have apologized?
He wouldn't.
Again, separately.
He was admitting that it was an insensitive statement, but when is he going to say that to Kyle's face?
No, but should he have called Kyle and said, hey?
Dorit should have told him to call Kyle because that just, I mean, as partners, you need to support each other and also support their relationships on a day-to-day life, and that's also her coworker in some ways. And hey, call and apologize. Let's get this over with. Okay.
Do you think that she didn't do that because it kind of ruffles feathers? I mean, they know how to work this show so well. I have to give them like an A everything.
Very true.
It's like if they didn't call, then we would be talking about it here at AfterBuzz. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Versus calling and doing the right thing initially.
Yeah.
Do you think that they play it up a little bit and they're like, okay, well, we know that that pissed off Kyle, so let's just not talk about it right now.
100%.
No, what do you think?
I think Dorit was being submissive and allowing PK's pride to get in the way. And she, I see this all the time in relationships. The guy will say something, the girl will say something, and they just like, they brush it off. He should have called Kyle and said, you know what? I'm sorry for what I said. I shouldn't have said that at this event, or, you know, please forgive me. This is what I should have told you what I meant. Mm-hmm. But he didn't do that. He was talking to Dorit about it. And I understand why Kyle's upset. I would be upset too.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
Should she have just apologized for his behavior, or do you think PK needs
PK needs to, because as a woman, you should not apologize for your partner's behavior, because he's a grown man and she's a grown woman. He needs to call her.
Yeah.
I hear you on that.
Mm-hmm.
So Teddy and Kyle are driving to the Hollywood sign to go work out. They're talking about how they feel. Kyle was still really upset. We see at the end of the episode that she's still kind of pissed off about the whole situation. I always think that it's never good when the husbands get involved.
I've always said that. That's a weird situation. It's like, okay, your friendship, and then outside of your household, and then in your household, there's like no safe place.
No.
It must be really hard.
That must be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be really hard, because when you're signing on, you know, and your spouse is going to be on a reality show, you think you're not going to be involved, but then when you see your wife get attacked, or if, you know, you just have too many cocktails.
I get why people like say no, or like go, don't come back first. I get it. If they don't come back for a season.
Oh, because they've had enough.
I get it, man.
That's their marriage.
It's not worth it.
I get why Mauricio, you know, used to be involved, and now he just takes a total backseat.
Yeah.
Clip my toenails, Kyle. That was so gross. Oh.
They can afford someone to come to their house.
Yeah, seriously? Like, I'm sorry. That's disgusting. I don't even like my own feet.
It costs like $40.
To get a pedicure and a good mask.
I think it was a cute scene to just show how close they are.
No, and
that's like really what couples do behind the scenes. It's just plastered on, you know, TV for millions of people to see. But
at least he had nice feet and they weren't nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
If they would have been...
I'm just saying.
So Teddy and Kyle are talking about this RV trip. We've heard about this RV trip now on 2 episodes. It hasn't happened yet. It didn't happen tonight.
Yeah.
What do we expect from this upcoming road trip? Because they've been building it up for so long. I thought it was going to happen tonight.
It's going to be a circus.
I love Denise's reaction. Denise was just like, can't wait.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's going to be a circus.
I want to see what they wear, what they bring.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's
what they wear.
Yeah. Well, before we go any further, we have an announcement here at AfterBuzz TV, and we'd like for you to listen.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for supporting us. We are the ESPN of TV Talk, and we appreciate all the likes, all the beautiful comments that you guys write us. So continue to support us and make sure to watch us and listen to us here on YouTube and on iTunes. And continue to keep on watching.
Yes, we read all your comments. I read one last week. Yes, I am very single.
Honestly, that's why he's showing his muscles tonight.
The comments get so good every week, I just have to say. So thank you guys so much. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV. We have so much content. Follow our founder, Maria Menounos. She posts the best stories ever. So thank you guys for supporting us. This episode, there was a lot of, you know, I just want to say Camille made a comment tonight that was really interesting.
Which one?
She basically said that she thought that Dorit had this, like, millennial, like, mindset.
Oh, yeah.
That the millennial side of her was getting to the best of her. Is she kind
no,
of
No, that was
herself?
About Teddy. Did she say that about Teddy or Dorit?
No, I want to say it was
Teddy.
It was about Teddy.
It was okay.
Because Teddy's the youngest.
With her making those comments about the millennials, is she basically being like, "I'm Mama Bear"? And
I think that she's insecure about her age.
You think so?
Yes.
I thought that was a low blow.
She talked about Vanderpump's teeth. She's always fake, and then she has to re-apologize later.
She's
for
insecure. Yeah. She's very insecure.
Yes. So this whole buildup of this whole apology, I mean, we thought we were going to get it tonight, but we just didn't from either party. It was very interesting how they set it up with Lisa and Ken just kind of getting ready. It looked like they were a little nervous because they're on a reality show, but they're dealing with a real life situation. So to have Dorit and PK come, this whole moment, how did we think of the setup? I mean, they're meeting at Pump.
That
we couldn't go anywhere else. I mean,
that's uncomfortable.
It's kind of
like
you're
welcome to my restaurant.
Yeah, my playing field.
Well, where else do they eat? They don't go anywhere else.
Well, you know what? Maybe she should. Is every dinner going to be at friggin' Pump or Villa Rosa?
I just think for such a big night and a big conversation to have it at Lisa's restaurant,
I'm not
like,
cool.
They should have done it somewhere else because look how bad it turned out.
Yeah.
So they all arrive. I think at this point, Lisa has made it clear if you don't believe her, then the friendship is done. And I had no idea that Ken was so gung-ho on that as well.
It's like they're 5-year-olds. Like, you thought my friend, and you're not. And then, like, Ken stands up with his dog, and then she stands, and then they both walk away. It's like, really? Like,
is that how you felt?
That's exactly how it was, except in a more English accent.
Yeah, that's funny. I like how PK and Dorit were both in black, and it was very dramatic.
Like they're going to a funeral.
And and they knew that it was like Vanderpump had it in her best interest because it was at her restaurant, and you know, it was just like it just looked.
Dorit looked
so
amazing.
Stupid.
I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, they're great.
She looked
amazing
for sure. She did, but it's like, come on. That you know how this is going to end up.
I just don't think that they should have had that conversation at Pump because it just kind of like the leveraging of it all. I mean, they might as well have had it at PK and Dorit's house. Like, I just didn't think about that.
Can they just have a drink and lighten up and dance and like, you know,
I mean,
it's like I didn't understand why Lisa didn't let her explain herself. And then you say, you know what, Dorit, I need to think about this. Give me some time before I make a final decision. But no, she just like, no, like if you don't believe me, which I understand why she did it, because if your friends did that, would you ask them? Oh, you know, are you being honest? Do you believe me?
I mean,
or would you just walk away?
There's been time, dude, everybody disagrees. We all disagree. No, not everybody's going to agree all the time.
I mean,
doesn't mean you can't like be friends or
forgiveness.
Know? Right.
I've been accused of it. And honestly, sometimes it makes or breaks a relationship.
It
is what it is.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, you know, just it depends on the relationship. For someone who has a really strong relationship, I don't understand why it's so like black or white like that.
Mm.
It's not, well, why do you think that I did
this?
And she's not asking enough questions where it's like, whoa, wait, you actually think that I would do this? Well, why? You know, if it really, really affected her as much as it's affecting her, you know?
Is it about the dog or is it about Radar? Online.
Oh, they actually never talked about that.
Yeah, sorry I brought up Lucy. I'm sorry, I had to.
Well, that's true.
But It feels like it's deeper. There's a deeper issue within that friendship.
Well, Vanderpump's probably like, you guys need me more than I need you.
Everybody's just so desperate to be her friend, like, to the point where it's, like, embarrassing. Like, everybody just needs to, like, you either like her or you don't, and stick with it. Like, they're literally, like, falling at her feet, and to me, it's, like, it's dang, interesting. Like, that, is it that, yeah. like... It's is she paying your bills? Like, yes. like, what's happening?
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, what is happening?
No, that's what I'm thinking.
If she ain't, don't worry about it. Yeah, right?
Something there.
Yeah. It's interesting because we saw this in Atlanta with NeNe, and a lot of the women just kind of are not talking to her. The same thing's happening with
that's
Lisa.
True. Wow.
So we have the two housewives that are on the outs. For me, if you guys were to ask me, I would probably say that the reason why I think Vanderpump is holding the grudge is because of what Dorit did last season, which was go Ooh. Against her, talk crap about her, yeah. position herself to stay on the show, throw Lisa under the bus. Mm. We've seen this throughout the whole entire franchise in Beverly Hills that Lisa Vanderpump holds grudges. She yeah. did it with
and
Yolanda.
Walks away.
She did it with everybody. So I think the reason why Lisa is just wanting... to continue on with this is that she just doesn't let things go. And she holds people accountable for what they've done
and,
in the past.
And like she's so... And she know. I think she knows, like, how powerful she is. That's why she can get up and walk away.
Yeah, she has, like, a bunch of shows on Bravo. It's one like, coming out. You know, she has so many things going on.
But yeah, she doesn't have to tell the truth. She doesn't have to. I mean,
but
she's
that's
getting
she did, didn't she say, you're not my friend?
Oh, no. Right? No, she way. Said, oh, I love you, right? Remember, she's like, Ken's like, oh, Lisa Vanderpump never lies. And then she's like, oh, I love you, Dorit. And then Dorit's like, wait, what? And she's like, no, I don't love you. And Dorit's like, oh, so you lied? And she's like, yeah, my first time I ever lied.
I mean, it was a joke. I mean, so who is like, let's break it down. Because basically, PK wants things to end. He's like, if she sweared on her kids, let's just move on. But Dorit has this like, I don't believe her, so I can't let this go. When do we put this to bed? And when do we just are going to move on?
Dorit knows that she has to go back to the other women. And she knows mm-hmm. that this is going to linger on. If the other women weren't involved, I'm sure she would be with PK and be like, oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. But she knows this is going to go on. She knows that they have a
That's
trip.
A really
I think,
good point.
Yeah.
I really liked her tonight for like just standing up to Lisa Vanderpump and like even her husband.
She really
like,
didn't
no,
have a choice.
I don't. But she
didn't have a choice. Because it's her
she
against the other
caved,
women.
But then. She could have caved in. I mean, dude, her husband.
And if they lose the show.
I'm sorry. Your relationship with your husband is a lot more important than
she'll
you,
have,
you
always
go,
have
you
it.
Go home
Do you
with
see
that.
Him? Do you see him and then you see her? She will be in his life. He's not leaving her. And I'm talking about her being with the women and on the show. If they don't have the show, they have nothing. If they are not on the show because of Lisa Vanderpump, they have nothing.
She has a bathing suit line.
Oh, yeah. Good
terrible.
Point, Cynthia.
This
Good
is terrible.
Point.
I had to wink.
So, I get what you're saying here. It's a very important for her to just go against her husband just for the sake of the show.
And
because,
people are powerful in numbers. More powerful in numbers.
Yeah,
and those maybe, are a lot of women.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to turn on Dorit any minute.
They
too.
Totally are.
Yeah,
they're turning it now.
Yeah,
like, we'll get there, yes. but they
yeah.
do turn.
And she probably wants to be like, oh, no, I'm on your side. I don't believe, you know,
yeah.
so that she could have someone backing her up.
Yes. Well, we'll get deeper into this, and especially with throwing Kyle back into the mix, because Kyle is getting that power back.
Yes.
We saw that tonight.
Yes, yes.
And we're basically... letting us know that Kyle is the OG as well. So mm-hmm. before we go any further, let's read your tweet online. All these tweets that we pull up, yes. by the way, for all of our viewers and listeners, are happening in real time. So these are real reactions. Here's the first one from Kieran Thomas. Kyle, you did do something wrong. They claim LVP can't say when she's wrong. But look at Kyle acting like her walking into Villa Rosa, accusing LVP of lying is all okay. There was no truth to what Kyle said because there was no proof. The only proof was Teddy's texts.
Teddy's texts are pretty legit, though. You see how much they were printed out and how big they were? I don't know.
Do you think
I agree
anything
with you
was though. Deleted?
Possibly.
I mean, nowadays with Photoshop, but,
totally,
you know.
Just
totally.
Pull up the phone records.
But if they were Photoshopped, she would call it out. She'd be like, that's Photoshopped. I have the real ones.
I know.
Oh,
right?
That's, yeah, yeah.
All right, next one.
Can I take this one?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this is from at OlaLewis2. Proud of Dorit Kemsley, one, for staying true to herself and standing her ground. Team Dorit, hashtag
yeah.
RHBOH.
This is yours.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is yours.
Yes. Hey,
yes.
I think
yes.
Yeah. Next. Thank you, next. At Current Clips, time for LVP to be done with Dorit. If there was proof of LVP leaking a story, we would have heard it by now.
Mm.
Mm, there's never real proof. I mean.
And it's Paul Rudd, like,
yeah. I don't know.
Cynthia?
I didn't bring my glasses. So
all
no
right, I'll take
me.
It. This is at Emprio69. No proof, but Dorit is sure LVP did it. PK was right, parenthesis. Can't believe I actually agree with him. When someone swears on their kid's life, it should be the end. I think so, too, until I watched The Real Housewives of New York and I saw Ramona, like...
Oh, my
God. She sweared on Avery, and it was a lie, but
poor
yes.
Poor Avery.
Yes. I know.
Her son's adopted.
Dude, Twitter, like, was so mad.
At Lee and Doob's mom, damn, Ken is ride or die for Lisa. You could take it that way.
With the dog?
I have to say, so I was
How
really...
masculine can you...
Well, I mean, he's backing up his girl. I mean, fine. Sure, I'll give him that.
I just didn't think Ken should have gotten up from his seat because that totally shifted the whole conversation.
It did.
It could have gone further.
Yeah, it did.
And he cut it off. So
his ego.
He is a ride or die for her.
Oh, my gosh. This is tiny.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, here we go.
Okay, so this is at Shannon9Lemons. LVP being the quote-unquote best friend you'll ever have, comma, most honest person you'll ever meet, quote, when she has exhibited this behavior season after season. LMAO. True dat. True dat. Hashtag RHOBH. And then it has a picture of...
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, and it says, I have to laugh.
At Red Sox Girl CB says, so since LVP isn't filming with these women, we have to watch them all at the gym.
That's
super.
What I was saying at the top
Those
of the
like
show.
Those like frog lunges? Oh my gosh.
So, oh my gosh. That's funny.
The OG meme right here.
Oh my gosh. It's
like, yeah, I don't know how to.
He needs a haircut.
That's okay. The last one. We wrapped it up.
All right. Well, wrapping up tonight's episode, we get to Teddy's house, which I literally want to go in Teddy's house.
It looks nice.
It's so cool so and different. Pretty. So yeah. I could see why they wanted that house. Lisa Rinna, who we didn't really see tonight, she's stressed. She's stressed about this RV camping trip. I mean, I've seen smaller RVs. They're basically going into a super sick, like,
That's
tour
like
bus.
That's like a tour bus. Yeah. I was just going to say, it's like a tour bus.
Like, they're calling it an RV, and I'm thinking of, like, Road Rules back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And this is like,
oh God, I miss cars, that show. Right?
This
oh
is literally goodness. Like Ariana Grande's like make a bus tour.
Seriously.
So, I want to see all their luggage.
Yes.
How
I can't
many
wait
bags,
to go in there.
The whole thing. I love too how they can film Lisa Rinna just walking for like a solid minute and we'll all watch. Like it's entertaining.
Yes. Yes.
No words, just watching her just walking, looking at that bus. You feel her anxiety.
Yes, she is.
Just
has
like her
so
exercise
much.
Video.
Yeah, oh, I love it. Oh I've always loved it. Lisa Rinna.
She's like, put your head into it.
She's just so funny.
I couldn't. I laughed so
Say
hard.
Say what you want about her. I love her.
I love Lisa Rinna too.
Kaya walks in the door and she is also kind of coming in with a little bit of, you know, she has some energy about her. She's not too happy with Dorit. We find out in this scene just how she feels. She seems pretty upset still about the situation. It's like all of this is still fresh to her. She wants an apology. We're going to get it from her tonight. Mm-hmm. Dorit walks in. She looks a little bit sad. I think that in that scene, she didn't look confident because there are moments when you see Dorit and she's owning it. She's in it. She looked a little vulnerable there. She's losing, you know, she's having, I'm sure, issues with PK and her wanting to move over this whole Lisa Vanderpump stuff. Did she not look stressed?
Well, the last time that they all saw each other, that's embarrassing. Look what her husband did. I'd be embarrassed too.
Well, that on top of Lisa too. Vanderpump, I think it was just a lot. She just wasn't
she
herself.
She looked drained, probably. She probably has nothing left.
She looked drained. We did see that Erica got an invite from Lisa Vanderpump over at Pump, and she had her party going on.
That was such a weird moment.
There was not one female cast member there, so we couldn't even really see the party. Yeah, it was just very fast. Yeah. This all sucks to me.
Yeah, their attire was beautiful, what she was wearing.
Is this getting boring that Lisa's not hanging out with the girls? I'm bored.
I'm bored, too. I'm tired of seeing Pump. I'm over it.
I want to see her.
It seems like Lisa was like, okay, what would make great TV just with me? And it just didn't work. Like at it's all, they just working. Use like a 2 second clip.
Well, in her attempt to invite Erica over, it's just not working. Like, I know Lisa Vanderpump knows that she's kind of powerless right now with the women because they're turned against her. But at the end of the day, she knows when all said is done, Bravo and her have this like, she's solid fine. Relationship.
She's fine. Yeah.
She's had worse seasons, but I think.
I'm surprised she invited her because remember that little card that she sent Lisa? About her condolences and stuff. So I'm guessing.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Yeah, I'm guessing they fixed everything. They're good then.
She was probably picking who she had like the least
amount of drama.
Yeah.
Well, the women are basically wondering if Dorit has talked to Lisa Vanderpump, and we're basically barfing the story one more time for the ladies and letting them know. What do we think about her delivery and what she told them? Was she accurate with her story? I mean, this was a conversation that the women had no idea about. They weren't at Pump, so to hear it firsthand is a big deal.
I don't know. What do you think, Jen?
Thomas?
I think everything's fake at this point.
Oh my god!
I don't know. Like, come on.
What do you mean?
I mean nothing. I mean, like, let's hear another opinion, because I honestly don't have one about this. I think that it's just kind of like beating a dead horse at this point, for me.
Do you think Dorit regrets not just siding and, like, moving past this and then sticking up for Lisa? I mean, is Dorit doing this to stick her ground, or is she doing this because all the women are going to be like, you're fake, you're not siding with us, what's going on,
yes,
what happened?
That's what I think.
What is it more of? Because Dorit is, like, right wedged in the middle. She has two options.
She wants sympathy. She wants the ladies to be like,
she's gotten
Dorit.
Enough this season.
She's enjoying the fact that it's like, oh, Dorit, like, is, like...
Not this time, though, right?
Yeah.
She's enjoying the confusion.
She's enjoying her being, like, the victim or something happening to her this season. She's enjoying it.
Well, Camille is basically loving the fact, too, that nobody knows of these Kemsley people. Like, she makes it clear that she doesn't
favorite.
Know them. She inserts herself in the conversation, and it is true. Going back to what we said tonight, we haven't heard of them ever. Lisa didn't post about them. They kind of just came out of nowhere.
Right when she was saying that, I was thinking that. I was like... We've never seen them before, like I said earlier in the show. I think that she makes all the right points. Like, who are you?
Well, Kyle was even saying she hadn't come to a birthday party. She wasn't in photos. She wasn't anywhere.
Weddings. Like, Pandora had her wedding on the show. Where were the Kemsleys?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it is interesting how they all break it down.
This is crazy.
I just knew her for her style. When she came in, that was her wigs, her style, her hair. Like,
I think maybe... There was a rumor that the Kemsleys came over to America because of money issues. And then, it's true. Yeah, yeah. It's very true. Yeah. And there's multiple paperwork and paper trail. You follow the money, you get the story.
Yeah.
But with Dorit coming in, I think that Lisa's like, hey, I'll help you guys out. You'll make a certain amount of money on the show. This will give you a leg up. And then you could start a business just by this show.
Almost
leverage yourself.
Almost like she pitched Dorit and PK.
Right. That's what I've been thinking. But...
And that's why they owe this to her.
Right. Mm-hmm. Totally. Because if they didn't have Lisa, then she could easily say, well, I'm not on the show. Don't put them on either.
Mm-hmm.
Eek. Yeah.
And I know a lot of people online are like, I'm over Lisa. I mean, Lisa's not going anywhere unless Lisa doesn't want to go anywhere. So I feel like Lisa's going to be on for quite some time.
Really? You think?
She has so much power. Like,
I think
She's going to play it out till she wants to play
Funny
it.
Funny that you mentioned power, because another person that has power on the show is Kyle. And Kyle really is getting that power back. It was nice to see her kind of come into her own. When Lisa's not around, I feel like... Kyle really shines too, because Kyle has a lot of power in the show. She's been on the show since the very beginning, and she knows where everything is going with Dorit. I think Kyle has been through this before. This is like her 9th season, and seeing that Dorit is, you know, looking a little fragile over there, she's still pissed about not getting an apology from PK. And at this point, Dorit is just overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I think Kyle said all the right things.
She did. I think she had stuck to her guns and had said everything that she wanted to say. She should have got a phone call.
Yeah. I think it's like a chess game. Who's going to be the queen bee?
Seriously.
And whoever
Kyle
isn't,
was
get
in
out
that
of my
moment
way.
And I loved
yeah.
it.
Seriously.
Queen bee.
Seriously.
Anything, any last statements we want to say about tonight's episode besides it being an epic one.
I like the balance of that they had fighting, they had friendships, they had, like, jokes, they had serious jokes, they had British jokes, and they had, like, family still, and yeah. everyone was still involved. The only one that we didn't really see much of is, like, Erica and her glam squad, but we know why. And I just really like this episode a lot.
Yeah, so. I think so, too. I think it was very balanced out. We got to really hear all the women's stories. Before we go, let's get into some predictions for next week.
Oh, man.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, I'm predicting that Camille is going to get called out on her stuff for the first time, but I think Camille's going to handle it very well because I don't think she's going to go down against somebody like Teddy, who's like still new and knows that Teddy cries at a dime. So Camille has got this, but we're going to see a lot of Camille. I'm predicting her getting called out.
I totally agree with you, and I'm excited for that. I think that the drama is going to continue. There's going to be so many more fights. I want to see what happens with Denise, because I think Denise will for sure be more involved. And I just really can't wait to see Camille go at someone else, because it seems like she's really clear in what she's saying, and she's really hitting all the nails on the head.
Yeah, and she's not holding back.
No, she's not. She wants that diamond.
I think it's going to be so juicy because they're out in the middle of nowhere and that's boring. So they're just going to drink and there's going to be so much drama. Somebody's not going to have toilet paper or bug spray and it's just going to be amazing. And I'm so excited for it. That's my prediction.
But Thomas, I actually have to say, I think Teddy's going to stand up to Camille and say, you know what, girl? No, you're not going to talk to me like that. That's what I'm waiting
for. You
think
so?
And then she'll cry.
No, I think she's going to say no, Camille. And I want to see what Erica, who's she talking to? Is she going to get mad at someone? That's what I'm waiting for. I love when Erica gets mad.
I love it.
I'm just happy that Erica's going on the road trip.
Yeah. It's gonna be, I love how she's like, I'm wearing effing sweatpants. I'm like, I love that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, we want to continue the conversation with you guys online. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We really appreciate your support. Cynthia, where can we find you online?
So I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
You can find me on Twitter _MakeupMandy with an I, and on Instagram Makeup_Mandy with an I.
Hey guys, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hey guys, I'm your host, Thomas Rulina. Find me everywhere online at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. And we will be back here next week to talk about this RV trip. We'll see you guys next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.